Thank you, Regis. Cabias Julien, work in Icelandia company, and we developed some tools based on QGIS to deal with the geology data and to serve some specific need for geologic people. Just to be quick, Icelandia is a company trying to contribute to QGIS and to other GIS open source software. We make some training, we make some consulting, and also development. To me, I'm a C++ and Python developer, and I try to contribute to QGIS from time to time, and I develop some Python public plugin into QGIS. For the four tools, I'm going to talk to you about four tools, which are called Albion, ControlCraft, OpenStopy, and QGeoGIS. And this presentation is to show you what these tools are doing, but it's also to show you that you can easily adapt QGIS to your specific need. You can develop some stuff and reuse the QGIS capabilities, the QGIS functionalities, to just do what you want to do specifically. So these tools have been funded by two companies, two entities, which are Orano and Sierre, CEA. They both work in energy. Sierre, it's a French research center. And most of them are open source. Not all of them, but maybe they will be in the future. So first of all, Albion. Albion is used to create three-dimensional geological model into QGIS. So the goal is to build three-dimensional underground mineral volume. So the client wants to know the quantities of mineral there is underground on a given field. And so he want to estimate the quantities of mineral or specific mineral that he want to extract from the ground. And to do that, what he do, he has a special truck which drills some borehole in the ground. He makes some different borehole in the ground, and he extract the rock. He observe the type of rock that he get, and from this information, he get some lithology information. And it also, as he drill in the hole, he also get the resistivity of the ground. And then he put a probe in the ground, and he measure the radiometry. So once he do that, he do it for several. He drills so many holes, thousands of holes in the field, and then he gain all this information. And once he has this, he has a three-dimensional mesh of data. And what he wants to have then is to have this, meaning the three-dimensional volume. To do that, he's going to observe the lithology, but also the high value of radiometry or resistivity. And he's going to tag it, he's going to identify it, he's going to take all the value above a given value, and he gets some he identifies this piece of radiometry block. Once he does that, he imports everything into QGIS, and so this is QGIS. This is the map canvas of QGIS, and what you see here, the red one is the view from above about the field, and each dot is each cross section is a dot, is a hole that been drilled in the ground. Then he choose two axes of projection, and he project in two dimension to see the different value of the drill of the hole. And here, so you can see, for instance, the horizontal one is display down there, and the vertical one is display here. And see, here you can see the different hole with different value of radiometry, which has been tagged, meaning that here, and here, you have high value of radiometry that we are looking for the mineral that we are looking for. Once you do that, you go to the next step, which is to create graph. The graph part is to just connect the different pieces of interested rock, radiometry identified rock that we want, and it's gonna connect together, meaning that this one is probably connected to this one, and to this one, and to this one, to this one. And according to this graph, we're gonna build a two-dimensional volume. We have a two-dimensional part. So the graph creation is made automatically according to some specific angle and distance, meaning that if these two are closer enough and there is not a too big angle, we're gonna connect it together. But this automatic part could be checked again by the operators. You're gonna explore all the mesh to check that there is no mistakes. Yes, this is here, you see this one, the yellow one, this is a view from above of the field. The yellow one is the projection of this. This is connected to the yellow one. And so once you do that, once you have correlated the radiometry part between them, you can process it and you can generate a three-dimensional volume. And that's what you obtain. That's what the three-dimensional volume that you obtain. So you can display it in QGIS, and it can also be exported for other tools. So just to sum up, Albion is an open source software. It has been developed since 2016. It's a QGIS plugin. It has been developed in Python and OpenGL, OpenGL for the three-dimensional part, and it reuses what we call a SIG database paradigm, meaning that we store all the data that I showed you before, the value of radiometry, the different type of lithology, etc. We store all the data in a PostgreSQL, PostGIS database, but we also store the meaningful code, the code that is responsible of generate the three-dimensional volume. We store it in the database, and it's written in PLSQL and also PLPython. So this is for Albion. This is before you actually excavate the rock, you dig in the ground. Once you do that, you have to manage your possibly open pit mine. So this is an open pit mine. And when you manage your open pit mine, what you want to do is you cut the rock in different blocks that we call slabs, and you load it in a truck so you can store somewhere else, and so you treat them later. But when you just before you load the slabs in the truck, you want to measure the radiometry. This is the same thing than Albion. You want to know exactly what the kind of rock that you have. So to do that, there is a people. He has a tablet, and he has a QGIS on his tablet. He has the application control craft. It is connected to the probe. The probe is connected also with a GPS. And you're gonna measure all the radiometry of the slabs, and you're gonna put it in a truck. So this is ControlCraft. ControlCraft is a simple application. It's used to just manage the type of rock that you get in your open pit mine. So this is what it look for. This is the view from above of the open pit mine. You see the different slabs, and there is different color according to the radiometry value of each slabs. And we have also a three-dimensional view, and you can do some cut, filtering also in the three-dimensional view according to the view that you want to have. So this is also QGIS. This is 100% QGIS. You can also deal with the truck management, tell what rock you do in which rock you put in which truck, and etc. This is another view of a controlled craft. This is the tracking view, meaning you can see all the measures that have been made by the operator on the field. Each dot is a measure that he made, and each dot is colored according to his radiometry value. Okay, so to sum up, Control Craft is a QGIS plugin also developed in Python and OpenGL. It's a tablet, but also a desktop application. There is a desktop application with more functionalities like statistic and etc. It's connected to a probe with Bluetooth directly in QGIS. We communicate in Bluetooth with the probe. All the data are stored in a PostgreSQL PostGIS database. It's not public at the moment, but I'm pretty sure that the client will be okay to put it in open source. Another application is OpenStopy. This is kind of same thing than ControlCraft, but for underground mine, meaning that we want to monitor the quantities of mineral or specific minerals that we want, and we want to also refine estimation that we have maybe with Albion in the first place. Meaning that we know that we have such quantities of mineral, and we just want to, as we dig in the ground, we want to know if we have the predicted quantities of mineral that we have. And to do that, there is two things. There is operators going underground the mine, still with a tablet, still with QGIS. And they made some drawing with QGIS. They draw the different layer of lithology that they see, the different type of rock that they see. They made some drawing with QGIS. And they can also drill some hole in a face and get for each depth some radiometry value, still with a probe connected to Bluetooth. Once they have this information, you have a three-dimension information with the probe and the hole that you drill. And you can also have a three-dimension with the draw that the operator made, because you can extrude it. We extrude the draw that he made, so we get some three-dimension information. And in the end, the goal of all of this is to have a three-dimension representation of your mine. So it looks like this in the first place. So this is QGIS. The operator, it just tells which face is going to draw. He put it on a map, and then he right-click and edit. When he edit, he has this guy, and this is QGIS, but we reuse the QGIS Canva to just draw the face. The operator, he has a stylet, a pen, just to draw on QGIS, on his tablet, the different type of layer that he sees. He can also set some different parameters, fill some different value, like the color, the different type of oxidation of the rock, etc., etc. And he can also click on the hole and make the radiometry measure with the probe. So everything is set with the QGIS application and stored in the PostgreSQL database. Once we have all this information, we are capable of building, so this is a simple representation of the mine, but we could build a more complicated, a complete representation of the mine in three dimensions. We have extrude the user drawing, the operator drawing in three dimension, and we have also, on the second part, on the left part, we have also the radiometry value that we build some block according to the different value of the different hole at different depths. So OpenStop, still a QGIS application on a tablet, a QGIS plugin on a tablet, Python, OpenGL, PostgreSQL, and PostGIS, told you already, not public at the moment. Last one is QGIS, is open source, is on the GitHub. This one is quite different from the other because it's a tool, but it's also a framework. You can reuse it in your own QGIS plugin. It's actually used by OpenStop and maybe soon with by Albion. And so what it does, it just plot some numeric values. It can plot a large amount of data. It is capable of drawing so large amount of data. You can also display the different type of lotology according to different type of representation. It can accept different type of data format according how you store it in your database. And it reuses the QGIS symbology system and drawing capabilities to draw this stuff. So I'm going to show you a video. You can reuse the QGIS symbology system to just edit and choose how you want to display your plot. And it also uses the QGIS expression, which is quite useful. And I'll show you in a video just after. So here is what it looks like. So the user just click on a point on a map, which has some array of value. And so you can see here the lithology, which is each data is connected, it's associated, its integer is associated to a different visualization type. You can add some different plot, you can zoom in, zoom out, drag in, etc. You can reorganize the different type of plot that you have. So yes, you can move, etc., etc. And you can, what I told you before, here is the QGIS symbology system. So if you had already done some QGIS styling for layer, this is exactly the same. So you can pick the different color, the different size of line, the opacity, either you want to display a plot with dot, with point, or with line, or with polygon. You can choose whatever you want. Any of the functionalities that are available in QGIS symbology system is available. Here you can see the use of QGIS expression to choose different color according to different value. But you can also, so here you see this expression and the people select a different color according to the expression. And another thing, yes, here you can see how the lithology works, meaning that we have an expression, and according to this expression, we choose a specific SVG file, which is displayed in the lithology plot. So and this is just to show that all the data are stored. In this example, they are stored one feature as one array of data, but you could have one layer with several features which you want to plot also. I conclude, to sum up, this is kind of a mature toolset that we develop, and we have some already new feature to develop that have been planned for Albion, Controlcraft, and OpenStop. There is some second version which is already planned, and in QGIS we already add time series, meaning that you can display data according time, and we want to make it more generic so it can deal with any type of data, any format of data. Not any, but most of. And so if you have some idea of future requests, contribution are welcome, of course. So thanks.
So 5 minutes for questions. Let's go. Anyone? Yes.
Yeah, I was just curious. You showed some 3D representation of volumes, like topologies. Is this a roster representation? You define some kind of 3D roster, and then you fill each roster point from the data? Or are you developing services like lithological contacts and perhaps other features like faults?
Okay, so I repeat the question for the live stream. Is the 3D underneath some kind of raster 3D or vector 3D where you reconstruct the geology?
Always vector, meaning that we have some points, we generate some triangle according, it depends on the application, but everything is vectorial information, and we use OpenGL to just draw some triangle. We made some triangulation before, and then we display all the triangle in OpenGL. And we're actually thinking about reusing QGIS 3D, because it has already some format built in that could display what we the type of data that we have. But we start, once the first time we start to develop this thing, QGIS 3D was not actually mature, and it was not in the core of the application, it's a stable application, but now we're thinking about reusing it.
Who was the first?
Yeah, just a curiosity. I guess that you do a sort of 3D interpolation, right, of your samples. And how do you do it? Which kind of interpolation is it? If you do interpolation, and which software you use for doing it? And if you consider also geological rules in doing this interpolation?
For Albion, I think you mean Albion. Yes. So I'm not sure I can answer specifically to this question. But what we use it's Seagull. Do you know Seagull? It's we use Seagull to make the triangulation. For the interpolation, I'm not sure because I'm not the main developer of Albion, so I'm not really sure how it is made. And the second question, I don't remember, was about the rule.
About the geological rule in interpolation.
I don't know. You yes?
Sorry. Thank you for your presentation. My question is about hardware integration. Do you have a specific hardware which you are using for data acquisition via Bluetooth?
Sorry?
Hardware acquisition. So you are getting, you have some sensors and you are getting the data from the field. My question is that what type of hardware you support?
Okay.
Or you have designed your own hardware for this purpose?
This is another company that built the probe and which the GPS. This is the GPS is a RT cube. Maybe it rings a bell for you. It's a really precise GPS, a centimetric GPS. And the probe, it has been built by a company which I don't remember the name, which is I don't remember. But maybe ask. Bluetooth. Yes.
Is it just for this hardware or you can adopt it to the hardware?
No, it's specific. This is the company that built the probe. They give us a driver. And so we use this driver with Bluetooth. So it's specific to this device.
And this was not open source because I work with him. And we have had issues with custom projections and
you want to extend it for other hardware manufacturers, that was the reason is that then it becomes open.
Yeah, I hope so. But any more? Did you have one question?
There was a follow up on the interpolation, but if you have
okay.
I have a second question. It's about because you are working with the 3D data and it's a vector data set. Have you considered doing this classical geological modeling, or not the modeling, but we use these laser point clouds or the 3D model of underground mines, and then doing the probe on top of them to get a sort of a lithological, not just the interpolation, but you have a 3D view of the rock surfaces as well, and then plot the values or assign the values or a sort of a classification for those outcrops. Thank you.
Okay, so you say to make a classification of the rock before building? Yes. No. Yes. This is an idea. Today it works. We just use two information above the three I mentioned: radiometry and geological formation. And so the two are correlated, meaning that if you are not in the good geological formation, you don't take the radiometry value, even if it's above a given value. You mean? So this is just the type of classification that we make at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much, Julien. That was nice.